God's best pathways for my life. God's best pathways for my life. Hallelujah. I thank God for the leadership of this ministry. And thank God for God's servants. Pastor has been hammering on what God gave us for 2026. And which I really want to urge every one of us to run with. Amen. It is the father of the house that dictates and says, this is what we are doing for this year. And everybody follows. If you don't obey, it's your loss. But if you obey, you just see everything begin to align. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Nwai, thank you so much. God bless you, sir. All right. God's best pathways for my life. Psalm 32, verse 8. Our anchor scripture for the year. Psalm 32, verse 8. And so he says, okay, Psalm 32, verse 8. He says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Hallelujah. He says, I will guide you with my eye. Amen. Amen. All right. Okay. So, what I have here says, I think this is easy to read version. It says, the Lord says, I will teach you the right way to live. Amen. Thank God for the pastors here who taught me to look at various versions, because sometimes if you stick to only one version, you will miss some things out. But when you look at various versions, before I don't know how to look at various versions, I was just with one version only. But when I learned to look at the same scripture from various versions, I found out that, oh, some versions just breaks it down very well. So when I go to the farm every morning and evening, when I'm around, a lot of people within the community there in Agboyi, when they see you in the morning, now they make me even speak some Yoruba. Ah, Ekaro, Baoni, you know, and all that. Some of them even take it like, ah, this man are Yoruba. They speak like, you know, they will just, ah, there's someone macros, ah, Baba Beji, ah, you know, she will just be speaking Yoruba. Sometimes when it's getting deeper, say, I don't understand Yoruba. So now when I tell them, me about Yoruba, they say, ah, but now Yoruba, they speak so now. You know what you are saying in Yoruba that you don't understand? They say, ah, but you speak Yoruba. Now they will say it in Yoruba, we will just laugh. Amen. So when, you know, some of them, when they talk to me, even when they tell me some things, because I understand, you know, you just use idea. And you know what they are talking about, and you just give answer. Let it not be like when my mother-in-law was telling me something, and I thought she was saying what I knew. And then she spoke Igbo, and then we were playing with the periphery, and it was sweet. It was interesting. And then she spoke one that was deep, and that one lost me. And then I gave answer, and they all busted into laughter. They were laughing at me. I gave an entirely opposite answer to what I was supposed to give. Amen. So what I'm trying to say is that this, when you read from different versions, why some will sound like the way Yoruba sound to me and the way Igbo sound to me, even though I can answer at the periphery. There are some that are deep. But some will just come like when I read the Pidgin version. Hey, it's like when, do you know Palm nut. Banga now, banga seed. When it falls inside oil, it's at home. Do you understand? Now your house today. So when I read that Pidgin version, it's like, ah, that's happening like this, like I'm at home. So it resonates with me very well. That's how some other versions are. You know, Amplified Classic, The Message, TPT, depending on what you're doing, they just come. Okay, let's look at this very one in other versions, and you see what I'm talking about. This one, okay. See ERF, what it says. It said, the Lord says, I will teach you and guide you in the way you should live. I will watch over you and be your guide. Okay, very good. Now, see. Easy to read says, okay, I've read that one. The Lord says, I will teach you the right way to live. I will be your guide and I will take care of you. Look at. TPT says, I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you. instructing. So several times when Pastor Muyiwa will tell us about some things about work, he will say, your boss will come and say, do this, do this, do this. And we say, oh yeah, we put appoint somebody and say, oh yeah, that person will be the lead of the team. You know, that kind of thing. So what God is saying here is that he's not going to do like the boss that we just give instruction and say, do this, do this, and the boss goes. He said, I will instruct you. I've given instruction. Hey, everybody, we are, everybody in the department, come this way. Okay, we are going to, today we are constructing this, we are doing this, and we are solving this. He said, he will not go away. He said, he will not only instruct, he said, I will guide you. So meaning that he will work with the team and be showing them what to do. Okay, it's time to bring screwdriver, bring spanner. Okay, we'll do this, we'll knot this screw. We'll loosen here, we'll do this. So he said, I will guide, I will instruct. That means I will tell you what to do, and I will do with you. I will be with you all the way. Hallelujah. Through the process. Amen. Do we understand that? Good. So I'll be with you through the process. Amen. That's one of my teachers I love, my primary 3 teacher and my primary 5 teacher. I will never forget. They don't only give you instructions. They give you, they will so come down to your level and they will go through even maths, as difficult as maths, and follow you all through. And then you just find it so easy. You like, it's as if you should carry that teacher to the next class. Amen. That's what God is saying. Say, I'll be with you all through the way. Hallelujah. I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway for your life. Hallelujah. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. When I saw this place with my eyes as your guide, I remember my mother. Because it's only my mom that can talk to you from here, even though you are in Ojota, and you will understand with your eyes. If you don't understand, the beating you will get, you will learn. Amen. If my mom is here, she doesn't need to jump around and say, with eyes, she will just talk to you. You will know. You will get it. If you don't get it, you will chop cane. Amen. So God is saying, He said, I will lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. So don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've not been before. Just follow. Hallelujah. What that tells me also, you see why I like what I'm emphasizing on various versions? King James, the new King James, just gave it simple. But see, you see how deep this is. He says, so don't make it difficult, meaning that we can frustrate God's effort. There are some people that God cannot help. We can frustrate God's effort. God is trying to lead you. He's trying to say, no, that's not the way to go. And you are just doing like that. Who is that? Who is that man that was riding a donkey? That is it Balaam or Balak? And then God is trying to give you instruction and say, no, that's not the way to go. And you are saying, no, I must go. He says, so don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've not been before. Don't make me tug you or pull you along. Just come with me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. The message says, let me give you some good advice. I'm looking you in the eye and giving it to you straight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, that's exactly God's best pathways for our life. Amen. Because he will instruct us. He will teach us how to go in 2026. We don't need to dilly-dally and then be beating the air aimlessly. We know what to do. Hallelujah. From the word go, we know what to do because he has given us his word. From the word go. From the first day of the year, he has given us his word through his servant. That he will be with us. He will instruct us. He will guide us. His eyes will be on us. Meaning, even when distractions want to come, if we stay focused on him and we are looking at him, we will not miss the way. Amen. There was a competition for children in a children's party. So they lined up children. They said they will go and meet one of their parents. So one of their parents will be with them from this end, and they are crawling children. So the other parents will be at the other end. And you know, in some homes, It's the daddy that is the child's favorite. Some moms, it's the mommy that can coordinate the children. So there was a winner. So they asked the winner, say, how did you do it? Say, the woman said, because her child came out first. And then she said, because she knows that her daughter is very attached to the father. And all the father needs to do is just stay at the end and just let the child see him. You understand? And that's also, and that's what helped the child. The child was well coordinated, did not turn. Some children, you didn't see some children. They got halfway and they crossed the line to this other side and went back again to meet their mother. You know, but this one just saw her daddy at the other end. All the child just did was crawl from here to the other end to meet the daddy. God is saying, I will instruct you. If you look at me, he said, my eyes will be on you. Meaning that as we look at him, irrespective of the distractions, things are calling you, distractions, social media, sin, different things are calling you. If we keep our gaze on him, Father, what are you saying? And he's saying, son, daughter, come. As we look at him, we know his mind for us. Hallelujah. And we will not miss it. Amen. Let's see another scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter. Okay, before that, Jeremiah chapter 29. Very popular scripture. I'll read this for us. The Pidgin version says, no, go ahead, open to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. The Pidgin version says, God say, I go guide and take you past the best road for your life. I go advise and watch over you. Amen. Don't say that Pidgin sweet. No, Mona, leave her for me. Una not sabi Pidgin na me. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Jeremiah 29, verse 11, what did he say? Help me, please. That's where it says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, right? Thoughts of peace and not of evil to bring you to an expected end. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so he said, I, the Lord, tell you this. I have decided what I will do for you. This is easy to read. Sorry, don't mind me. I have decided what I will do for you. I have plans to help you to do well. I do not want to hurt you. I want to give you hope for a good life in the future. Hallelujah. That's Jeremiah 29, 11. And then Jeremiah chapter 1, the same Jeremiah chapter 1, verse, let's see, verse 4 and 5. Look at what God says. I love it when I see God's word. He said, the Lord gave me this message. I already knew you before I made you inside your mother's body. I think it's the New King James that says, I knew you before I formed you. Yes. He said, before I formed you in the womb. Hallelujah. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Hallelujah. Listen, every one of us here and those online, wherever you are, everyone that was made, everybody, every one of us, we, God had a plan for us before we came. Hallelujah. Meaning that before my father even said, Ace, babe, can I see you for a moment? Before he said that to my mother, God knew me. Had a plan for me, destined already, arranged. I'm not an accident. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not an accident. I've seen somebody say, I'm not supposed to be in Nigeria. What are you safe to say in the US? Your life for better? Eh? You for probably be the person they pack gutter or something. Because he just, some people just think because you are here, that's why your life is like that. No. God knew me. And this is his best plan for me. He has ordained me from even before my mother conceived me. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So there was something about you. There's something about you. Amen. You are not an accident. You are not an accident. Nobody say, God, just create, finish. You don't get what you go. You just say, yeah, we just add this one as Jara. Just do them anyhow. We just. No. You're not an accident. There is an ordained plan for you. Hallelujah. That's why there are things that only you can do. Praise God. That's why. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Amen. And that's why in Isaiah, he also said, he said, you will call to nation, and nations will respond. Even the nations you don't know, they will respond. Why? Because there's something about you. You are not an accident. Amen. Amen. When you wake up sometimes, tell yourself, look at the mirror, pray, talk to yourself, speak to yourself. I'm not disadvantaged in any way. As I go out, as I step out in the favor of the Lord. I go out in the name of the Lord. I am favored on every side. Men, people will press to do me good. Amen. We must confess these things. Hallelujah. Because we are special. Amen. Yes. What did verse 5 say? Okay, we've read that. Amen. Even when Jeremiah tried to give excuse, say, Lord, I am small. This small, tiny little me. You don't see me, Lord. Don't see me as a small, me, small munachi. Waiting, what can I do? Me, who know me? The Lord say, shh. You know, sometimes we are the ones who speak ourselves into being disadvantaged. Some people look at themselves and say, we are like ants in their eye. So you can actually call yourself, or you say, the Bible says, as a man thinks. So what? And so it be. Say, we are like grasshoppers. So you can actually call anything you want to be. How about saying we are giants? Hallelujah. Not even by our might, but because we know what we carry on our inside. We have God, and so we are big. Bigger than this problem we can see in front of us. Hallelujah. When we speak that way, we provoke God to show himself forth through us. That's what David did. That's what David did. Everybody, including Saul, a old king Saul, that is a trained army. King Saul was a trained warrior, trained army. You know, back in the days in Israel, for you to be a king, you must be known to be. A lazy person cannot be a king. A lazy person cannot be a king. I hope you know. What happened when David finally said he will fight? What did Saul do? He brought his armor. Now, lazy person, he wear armor. Even David, that wanted to go and fight the giant, couldn't move with the armor. But my point is this. You know, David's brothers, because they are like giant too, when you are built and you look like giant, they put you for inside the army. They come and join the army because only your build is enough to intimidate the enemies. Plus their build and everything and their armor and their training, they couldn't confront Goliath. They were hiding. They were running. Why? They were looking at Goliath as a giant. They were looking at his size. When David came, David said angrily, he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He was seeing the man like a one tall boy that is wearing pampers. Yes, now because in his eyes, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Why is he making noise that everybody's just jumping, shouting and running up and down? Why? For this baby, for this starter. Because he carry a grab and big. Come to worry and see. You will see one man, tall, big, one small thing when you don't reach into the town and say, bros, forget height, so not be height with the look. I go, less you, not be all this. That's how they talk there. I will less you. No, they are not intimidated by your size. That's how David looked at this tall giant. And all he was seeing is just an uncircumcised little boy with pampers. He said, who is this one? Hey, I beg you. And that's why he went with what he went with to go and fight him. And the man was angry. Say, am I a dog that you are coming to me with a sling, with catapult? For what? I look like tata to you. That's what he was. And David saw, really, in the realm of the spirit, who he really was. Say, look, leave all this noise, this roar that you are shouting and be. Have you seen empty people who are lazy and they are making noise? I've seen it when I came to Lagos New. I tear one slap. He was making noise. Not now that my... He was making noise. Not those braggart. Was making noise. I was looking at the guy, tall. And you see them, you don't really they fight. They do. Ah. No, we know they make noise. I was near him. Load that one. They find his slippers. They find. Now he won't fight. Now they tell people, say, hold me. What did they hold you for? Come fight. Remember, say he has far. Amen. So David saw the emptiness in that vessel called Goliath. May the Lord open your eyes to see well. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12. Quickly. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 12. I'm saying that even when you are confronted by illness, you don't need to cry. You don't need to begin to say, hey, I can't wait to get to Thursday service so that I go and meet Pastor Muyiwa. No. You can just speak to that sickness there and it ends there. Hallelujah. You don't need to be scared. It doesn't matter. Because you have God's pathway for your life clearly in front of you. You don't need to be scared. You don't need to be scared. Yeah, this sickness can kill me even before I see Pastor on Thursday. No. You can open your mouth and speak right. Command the sickness to go and it goes. Hallelujah. Romans 12, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. Verse 2, please. Verse 2. He said, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your what? Mind. David was not seen as others were seen. That's why he could confront the giant. Imagine his own king telling him that, I don't want to lose this young boy's life. Come, okay, let me guide you. You can give him armor to wear. That's his fear speaking. But David refused the fear. So, the fear of people around you could come in the form of armor or it could come in the form of help. Have you seen the kind of help that looks like they want to make you lazy than you really can confront that issue? Not be every help be help. Amen? Not be every help be help. Some help can chain you and make you never have the confidence to confront issues. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you see a child growing in the home and is trying to stand, if you keep carrying the child, when they try to stand, hold something and stand, they fall. You keep carrying them, they will never stand. It will take a longer time than their mates. But leave them. Sometimes they will fall. They're not going to die. They will fall. But it will help them get stronger, get better, and they will help. They will stand. Soon they will walk. Soon they start to run around. Hallelujah. I remember one of my girls. When they were small, there's one I was calling, carry me, carry me. She always wants to be carried. Carry me, carry me. I said, no, if I carry you, carry you. No, waka, waka. So on their first birthday, one was already walking and could cut cake. The other one, carry me, carry me, carry me. I said, no, carry you, not carry you. Carry you. There are some help you don't need. Face it headlong. You will not die. You will come out better. Hallelujah. That's what Saul was doing. David, come. You can't fight this man. It's discouragement. You can't fight him. He's trained. He's an army. Can't you see? Even me, I can't even fight him. But come and take my armor. Come and take. So what makes you think, plus all your big chest, King Saul, and you can't confront this man, but you want this small boy to wear your armor. Now your armor won't fight the fight. That's discouragement. That's doubt speaking. But if he said no, once your servant took out a bear, took out a lion, I can take this one. I've seen him. There's nothing there. I can take him. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what the devil does. He first comes with fear to bring panic. Oh, what if you don't succeed? What if I succeed? Hallelujah. You want to attempt something, say, hey, don't, if you try and fail, people will laugh. What if I try and I get it? Amen. I saw a young guy, and I was very happy for him. Chris Vick or Vic Chris, the blind guy from Akwa Ibom or so, that plays, he has, his voice is exactly like Kenny. I remember one of the track he did in that program. I sent it to Kenny. Exactly like Kenny's voice, but he's blind. He plays keyboard, but he's blind. He cannot see. He almost won in that competition. You know, he was one of the outstanding competitors. There are people in his condition that will say, make I just stay by the roadside, I might just beg money. After all, I'm blind. People know I'm blind. He will be begging money. But imagine the guy is so super skilled. If he opens his voice, if he opens his mouth to sing, wonder. First time I saw him when he sang was in one praise program. One praise program where, what's his name? Moses Bliss brought him to a praise program. And one guy gave him the platform to minister. And then they raised offering for him. That was the first time I noticed him. And I'm like, wow, this guy is gifted. You just lead him to the keyboard and leave him with the keyboard. And you are just seeing another Kobams. The guy is good. And I also learned that he's a sound engineer that is good with sound. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, we have these things inherent in us. You see, the Bible, it says, we have these treasures in earthen vessels. Don't just be a clay and just say, after all, I'll be clay. We have these treasures. We are children of God. We have these treasures. That guy could stay on the roadside and just be begging money. He said, after all, I'm blind. I've seen many blind people. But he developed himself. When he was telling his story, how he was abandoned by everybody, the only comfort he had was just trying to prune himself and try to do something. The keyboard became his consolation. And like that, and that's how he developed himself. Guess what? He didn't win in that competition. He was not the first. I think a lady that did spoken word was the one that won. But guess what? His own governor honored him with 100 million naira worth of a studio for him. And they placed, how many millions of studio for him? And then they placed him on 100 million salary every month. He would have been a street beggar, begging. How much would they ever give him? That would be enough to build his skill, his capacity to go on stage, global world, to be seen. And then getting this favor from his governor. So what I'm saying is that there are some things that first comes to you. Don't just stay there. Those people say, we are like grasshoppers. If we go, we will die. But it took somebody to say, if we die, we die. Let's go. Hallelujah. Don't let fear stop you. In 2026, don't let fear stop you. As long as you are following God's pathway for your life, you will not die. You will not fail. Don't let anything stop you. Keep going. And breakthrough is what you will get. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. So let's see. Second Peter. I'll just wrap up because of time. We'll continue this another time. But I'll just wrap up here with Second Peter. Second Peter chapter 1. Second Peter 1 verse 3. Yes, he said, as his divine power has given to us, how many things? All things. As his divine power has given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. As his divine power has given unto us all things. There are people who have been blessed with all things, yet they prefer to remain small by fear. Say, if I go, I feel fear. Hey, make I just stay here. May I just stay here. By his divine power has given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness. You know what I caught from there in my spirit? He said, as his divine power has given unto us all things with regards to God's best pathways for our life. Hallelujah. All things. Because when he's talking about pertaining to life and godliness, he's talking about God's pathway for our life. Amen. I've seen a case where in a man's heart is longing for the job that will pay 10 million. But God's plan for him is to take this one that is 5 million, but it has many blessings and peace and so many things attached to it. It's not about the money that is very, very big. This one is bigger. Let's clinch here. Let's stay here. No. It's about searching whether this is what God wants for you or not. Amen. The same way too in relationship. You've seen a lady, yes, yellow. If I get one friend, that is so crazy. Anything yellow is good. Anything yellow is good. So he married one. It was really good for him. They didn't last 1 year and 6 months. The divorce was very good for him because anything yellow is good. Even if a girl is black and it's God's blessing, he said, "Ask Mumba, say now yellow, yellow." You know, there are people like that. They feel it must be Fanta. If it's Coke, it's not good. You go drink the Fanta, you go purge. You must know God's pathway for your life. Hallelujah. It mustn't be yellow. So you could see a lady, yes, she looks fair. She looks like what your flesh is saying that, but if God's plan for you is that is this one, even if you get K-leg and it's God's plan for you, rush it with your four hands. Why? Because God's plan is always the best for me. Amen. Amen. It doesn't matter whether she speak your tribe or not. You must not always come in that shade and color. Is this what God wants for me? That's what is important. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm saying find out what God is saying. Because it may not just be what you are seeing. If God says, this is it. There's this word my mom will always say. You see, the small thing when we say God's hand and blessing there inside, he better pass the one when he big, but if he not get any blessing inside. Hallelujah. I'm saying that if God says it is this, it is that. Hallelujah. Abraham and his nephew, Lot, until Abraham had to separate from him. So sometimes it could be that choice, to make that choice and say, no, it's time to make this decision. It was a difficult decision because Lot's father is nowhere to be found. And Abraham was responsible for him. You know that kind of feeling, they are so attached. And then you say, family, what would the family say? They'll say, he left Lot in the middle of nowhere. But then he said to Lot, make your choice, choose. Make the preferred choice. He made the preferred choice. And then it was when Abraham made that choice of leaving Lot that God said, raise your eyes and see. We may not see what God is showing us until we make that decision to cut off from certain parts. Cut off from certain parts. Cut off from certain parts. It may mean losing a colleague. I'm not saying keeping malice. No. I mean, it may mean not spending all those idle times that you just spend for nothing. Use your time well. Hallelujah. I have one brother, even though he has television in his house and he has DSTV, he will go to, what do you call it, where they wash mash, viewing center, and that one is sweet and pass. Until the day he get both bus for his wife reported him to me once. And I called him, I said, maybe you get DSTV for us. This mash, don't they plan for yours? He said, he's that one where the viewing center and the sweet pass. I said, you go see the sugar where they said I want it. So he went to viewing center, they stole his phone, very expensive for new phone. And it pained him badly. To the point that he was scared to even mention it, that it's from there that he stole his phone. Sometimes it may mean cutting off those things. It may mean cutting. I'm not saying much is not good, but if I have the capacity to wash it in my, why go spend it somewhere else where they say, no, it is Mayu and Asena, and then they stab, like what happened in Antonia, they stab one guy eye with Bayrou. It was until that thing happened that my friend, Iman, stopped going to viewing center too. We were at Atonida at that time. So I'm saying that you may need to cut off some things. There may be minor habits, and then you're just looking at, some people can just look at, so for the past 2 days, almost 3 days now, I've hardly touched my phone. It will just be there. Even my wife was asking, what's the apple? I said, no, let it be there. Let it be there. My tab is, let it be there. Sometimes you just need to cut off some things. You just need to cut off some things. You know why? They are like Goliath. A mighty giant in front of you, taking your time. You're just pressing and pressing, pressing like this, and nothing is coming out of it. There's no gain. What's the essence? Sometimes you just need to cut it. You just need to prune it. If you develop that time and use it for prayer, if you don't have anything to pray, just pray in tongues. It will help you. I'm also saying that when God gave this word and says he will give us a clear pathway for our life in 2026, what it means also is that we need to develop capacity in the place of prayer also, because that's the best thing that will help us walk in that path. Let's rise up on our feet. We're going to pray tonight. We must develop capacity to walk in that path of just praying. Press in the place of prayer. Just stay in the place of prayer. Even if it means just praying in tongues, stay there and pray, because in that you will get God's clear pathway for your life. You will get clarity. You will get clarity. Many times I've told us before, our pastor will say, yes, the Google map is saying it's like this, but the Spirit is saying like this. This is practical. We feel Google map cannot lie. But if my spirit is present and say, do like this, God may be having a reason. Yes, this is the right road. Just like Seth Man said, that man drove one way with this only to see a trailer just come like this boost. And the Holy Spirit said, that's how some people die. And they will say, I have not helped them. Meanwhile, they didn't listen to me. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's pray. Let's talk to the Lord this evening. Father, I will stay tuned to you. I will listen keenly. I will give my attention. I will stay in the place of prayer. I will discipline myself. I will cut off some things. And I will discipline myself and just stay in that place where I hear you clearly, where I follow you humbly. I don't want to miss it for 2026. The year already has started. I want to stay in your clear pathway for my life. In decisions making, even at my workplace, Lord, you will help me. I'll stay sensitive to you. I'll stay attentive to you. I will not miss it. Your pathway for my life, I'll get it clearly. I will not let men distract me. I will not let fear hold me back. I will take a bold step always, obeying you and following your word that directs me, that leads me with clarity. Le prana munda brada desha kabade yeredo soprana mande vredo soraya. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you for your leading and direction. Oh, prana mande bregedo sotaya badada. In decisions in my family, in the things I need to do, even when I step out in the right side to go, you will lead me. Le palabande bregedo soraya. Le palabrondo soptaria na mande bededo shadada. Ela pakada do soraya. I heard a testimony of a man who says, every time he's going to work, there's this road where there's the right side and the left side. He always takes the right side. And on this particular day, as he was just going, the Holy Spirit said, take this side. He said, this side is longer. The Holy Spirit said, take this side. And he followed. And there was a very ghastly accident. A lot of people on that path died. If he had not obeyed, he would have been among the dead ones. Father, I will follow your leading. I will follow your clear leading, your directions for my life. Thank you, mighty God. Glory to your name, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Sajere, for the sermon. It's time to give to God.